You are listening to the Her Money Matters podcast, episode 55.
Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the podcast to help you take control of your finances. Join your host, motivational money coach, Jen Hemphill, as she shares with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's get to it.
Hey there, this is Jen Hemphill, your host of the Her Money Matters podcast. Today marks the official 1 year birthday of this podcast. I am excited. I hope you are as excited as I am. So if you are listening to this on Thursday, June 23rd of 2016, you are listening to this a year, exactly a year after this podcast was launched. So it's been a year of hard work. It's been a journey. It's been amazing nonetheless. But I want to tell you, I haven't been able to do this by myself, okay? Putting the podcast together week after week is not easy. There's basically a production team, if you will, that supports me through this. So I want to thank you, Butch. I want to thank you, Lai Ping. And I want to thank those at We Edit for really supporting me for all the technical stuff, the transcription, the editing, the images, all those things, because I couldn't have done this without you. I most definitely cannot forget my family, my boys, and my husband. Sometimes this podcast was recorded on weekends, during the days and the evenings, during the weeknights, depending on what was going on. So I had to tell them, basically, I had to keep make sure that they kept silent, or had to tell them, because I told them I do not want to re-record this. So they did great. They've been a great support. I also want to thank you as a listener. You are really such a monumental part to the success of this podcast. This podcast really can't continue to exist unless you are listening. Can you imagine me doing this and no one listening? That essentially would mean that I'm not providing you or giving you what you are needing. So I thank you for confirming that I am on the right track. Also, our amazing guests are a big part of the success of this podcast too. So to each and every one of my guests, thank you for being on this journey with me. You each have really impacted women across the world with your money story. You each have brought a different and unique perspective. You each have brought a different nugget, a tidbit that has definitely made an impact. So for that, I thank you. Today, I thought as a part of the celebration that I would take you through this past year on the Her Money Matters podcast. So let's go ahead and do this. And how I wanted to do this, because so much has happened in this past year. So not just in business, but also on the home front. So I'm going to share with you a little bit of the two. So that way you don't just see what's been going on with the podcast, but also behind the scenes, like what's been going on with me as well. So when I was prepping for the podcast launch, so I was prepping that in the spring of last year, our family was nearing the end of a long year separation. My husband had been on an assignment where he was unaccompanied by us. He was on the opposite side of the world, literally thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away. And we were really preparing for his return. So in this, the time frame when the podcast was launching, of course, I was prepping the podcast to get launched. We were preparing for his return, and we were also preparing for a 3-week trip as a family to Spain and to some of Portugal. So definitely some busy times, but some definitely memorable times of being able to fulfill something that I wanted to do and launching the podcast, being obviously reunited as a family and taking such an amazing trip. So while we were overseas, so let's fast forward a little bit, we were already on a trip. This was in July of last year. The podcast was launched, everything was in play. And I was starting to get this awesome feedback. People emailing me about the podcast, how they've enjoyed it. Also, people wanting emailing me, wanting to be on the show. in this time frame as well. We were featured on the News and Noteworthy various times in iTunes, and we started to get some really nice reviews on iTunes. On the home front, we were going through this adjustment. So we went to Spain, came back. So it was just really a period of adjustment from that long separation where it was just me and the boys for a whole year, and now he was back. So it's definitely, it was a transition. But of course, we were definitely happy to have him back. Then in September, school started. My oldest not only turned 13, but started middle school as well. So for me as a mom, especially for you moms out there, you can imagine. And for those of you who already have teenagers, I'm sure you understand the emotional adjustment that I was going through. I continued as far as the podcast to get emails on how helpful the episodes were for them. I was blessed that I've got to connect with some fabulous guests from different parts of the world. And I started work on something that I had been wanting to do. And so I started working on my Fearless Money Sisterhood membership program, something that I wanted to bring. And that's when I started working on that. Months later, because it definitely takes work to put together, I finally launched it. But guess what? I had this webinar, and on a technical side, it was a nightmare. It was disastrous because it just broke, literally, in the sense that I did everything that I could. I couldn't get the webinar to work. But what do? You press on, you move on, and it is what it is. And then in December, we launched a community on Facebook. I had done a community before, but I didn't have a plan, so it didn't go as well. So learning my lessons, I came with this with a plan. And let me tell you, this Facebook community has been so special for me because I get to connect with you individually and have a conversation with you versus being a one-sided conversation as far as you listening to me on the podcast. So that makes it really, really special. And the conversations and the community are amazing. And the support that you have for each other is really more than I could have asked for. There's really some fabulous women in the Facebook group. It's also in the new year, on the home front, we celebrated my youngest turning 9 years old and the last year of him being in the single digits. I also continue to balance, if that's really the right word for it, because we as women, you understand that, taking care of family, taking care of clients, customers. And then of course I was trying to also create those more podcast episodes for you. So doing all that stuff is definitely, a lot of work, but you just do your best. We also in the new year, probably I don't know February or March, we hired a financial planner to look at our finances, and that way it was nice to have someone else look at our financial picture and give us suggestions as to how can we increase our wealth. Well, not just how, but talking about how we wanted to live in retirement, what that looked like, and what we could do to get there. So that was very, very helpful and such a great decision for us to hire a financial planner. In our community, we continue to connect, have conversations. And not only that, I also noticed that you connected with each other as well. We got to a point where we surpassed over 30,000 downloads, which in the scheme of things for some podcasts and like the big podcasts, that's nothing, but 30,000 downloads is 30,000 downloads. That's huge. And so I am definitely grateful for that. I also started hearing my clients sharing their success. And also from my members in the Fearless Money Sisterhood program. So it's nice to see them succeed, to take what they learn and going for it, taking action, implementing, and seeing the results from their hard work. In the community, which is so amazing, we also heard stories of what they have implemented, what the ladies have implemented from the podcast and what has been working, which is just so fabulous that you can take what you learn from a free podcast, implement it, and have results. So that was really amazing for me. On the home front in the spring, I survived a super busy spring season. This spring was just extra busy, or just felt like it was, especially with the boys. I mean, we were literally every afternoon, evening out in and out of the house for sports and everything. And then the husband was in and out of town for a while. I thought I was going to pull my hair out. There was just so much going on. I literally stopped cooking for weeks because I reached this fatigue point where I just couldn't do it anymore. Something had to give. There was just something that had to give. So yes, the spending, the money that we spent on eating out was more than normal, but it was just for time, right? So I gave myself permission to do that. And now we're back on track. We also received some pretty sweet mentions of the podcast, and that I definitely saw that, especially with the spikes in the downloads. So that was very nice to see that the Her Money Matters podcast is getting noticed. It's a beautiful thing to see. Now, I wanted to share some recordings from some of you. I asked if you were interested, if you were wanting to be a part of the celebration, and there was definitely interest. So some of you I know were brave enough, because I know it's hard to put yourself out there. So you were brave enough to submit a recording of what you thought of the podcast, and I really can't thank you enough. So first, let's hear from really the dynamic and uplifting Heather.
Hey everyone, my name is Heather. I'm from Toronto, Canada, and I listen to Her Money Matters podcast because, number one, it makes my excruciating commute into work every day that much better. And number two, as a bit of a workaholic / serial multitasker, I find it very difficult to find time to actually dedicate time to budgeting and finances. I find that sort of single-mindedness required a little hard to come by sometimes. So the inspiration and guidance I get from Jen's podcast are awesome. I've started using PowerPay. It's great. I get it. Very simple, but great for the long term. So that's amazing. Jen, congratulations on your first year. I've listened to all your podcasts, and now I have to wait a week for each podcast. So here's to many more. You're the best. Thanks for everything. And I'll see you on Facebook. Bye-bye.
And now from the sweet Julie, who has been diligent, committed, and paid her debt off this year.
My name is Julie, and I'm a business owner in Germany. I listen to the Her Money Matters podcast because I'm looking for real advice for money matters from real people. My favorite part about the Her Money Matters podcast is the totally open and honest conversation. One thing I have learned from this podcast is to discover my money beliefs and spend with awareness.
Oh, and Laura, her commitment to learn more and be more is so inspiring.
Hi, my name is Laura. I am a solopreneur and the mom of two boys, and I live in St. Louis, Missouri. I listen to the Her Money Matters podcast because I love the variety of topics and the uplifting tone that all of the podcasts have. I think my favorite part are the interviews with real people and getting to hear people's money story. That's not something I thought about much before I listened to this podcast. One thing that I have learned is to approach money and financial matters with more confidence. I think hearing people's money stories and the challenges that they've overcome and how honest people are on the podcast has really helped me to get over some of my own fears. And it's allowed me to focus and, you know, like I said, really to have more confidence in dealing with financial matters.
And let's meet Susanna, who I personally know has made such huge growth.
My name is Susanna, living in England. I listen to the Her Money Matters podcast because it gives me strong belief I can trust myself. My favorite part of the Her Money Matters podcast, the interviews, practical ideas, how can I change my thoughts, my focus, a language, how we talk about money, and the community. One thing I have learned from this podcast is I can manage my financial without struggling and feeling guilty, because money doesn't matter anymore.
And where do I start with Kathy? Earlier this year, she committed on New Year's to take a hold of her finances, and she has definitely stayed the course.
Hi, my name is Kathy, and I'm a mother of three, and I work in the financial services industry living in the Boston area. I listen to Her Money Matters podcast because for years we have struggled with our finances. I made it my New Year's resolution this year to get us on track and start moving us forward. Jen's podcast opened a whole world for me because I learned it isn't just about the technicals of budgeting. It is about the mindset just as much, if not more. My favorite part of the podcast is how easy Jen makes these steps of her teaching. I always walk away with action items and steps I know I can accomplish. One thing I have learned from the podcast is to stay positive, being the most important thing ever. You can never win with money with a negative attitude or mind. I just want to say a sincere thank you to Jen for offering this amazing, life-changing podcast. It's made all the difference in the world for us. Thank you, Jen.
So as you can see, I love to personally connect with as many of you as I possibly can, talking to you, hearing your accomplishments, your feedback, even your frustrations. All of those things fuels me to do more, be more, to help more. It's so important for me to help you and give you the most that I can, because I know I have been where you've been. So some of you have been and understand that frustration. So I know the possibilities. I know what's possible, and I want to make sure that this can happen for you as well. So that is a wrap. Thank you so much for being a part of this 1 year birthday episode, for listening, if you've been here since the beginning, thank you. If you just got here, I'm excited to have you. Whenever you came or came across this podcast along the way, thank you for being here. If you haven't joined the community, please do so. I'd love to connect with you as well at jenhemphill.com/community. I can't wait to see what this next year in the podcast brings, what year number two brings. I'm excited to do more episodes. I'm excited for the different guests that I have coming on the show, for the meetups that I'm starting to do. Definitely lots of fun things in the works for the podcast, for you all. So thanks again for the support, for being a listener. And I will talk to you again next week. Next week on episode 56, I will be interviewing a very special couple. They are financial educators, and not only talk the talk, but walk the walk. So it's going to be a great interview. I can't wait to share it with you. So I appreciate you tuning in once more, and I will talk to you again next Thursday. There are some show notes at jenhemphill.com/55 if you want to go and refer to that. So thanks again, and we'll chat again next Thursday.